Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app. It's time for the Business of Sports Minute, presented by Southern Company. Southern Company is building the future of energy for the customers and communities they are privileged to serve.
Carlene Craig is with us, the owner of the Atlanta Vibe Pro Volleyball team, and they have the best record in the league in year number one. And Carlene, thanks for coming on and appreciate the time and congratulations on the early success.
Oh, thank you. We are super excited.
Well, talk about, first of all, how Atlanta worked out and why this team is as good as they are.
Well, we all know it. It's a team effort. It started last year when we engaged the community and we put out a call to name the team. They came up with a vibe, and it went from there to an amazing coach that we've hired and coaching staff to the back office staff and that runs it, and now the athletes on the court. So we're sitting top of the leaderboard and officially clinched the first place spot going into the playoff season. So it's been a culmination of the micro decisions across the board, as I know we all always talk about.
In the last 5 years or so, how big a pool have we actually now accumulated for young women who are playing the game, going to college to play it, which now means the pro game gets the bump?
Oh, it's fantastic. What most people don't understand is that volleyball is actually a much bigger sport than people know. So we're actually the largest sport for female athletes in high schools and colleges in the United States. It's the top team sport in 32 of the states, not top one or two in 44. The Southeast is actually the fourth largest region in the country. And it's one of, depending on your source of, that you cite, one of the fifth or sixth largest sport in internationally. So the pool is tremendous. It is a sport that's growing year over year, as I mentioned. And so that's led to college scholarships. And what happens now is folks have to leave after college. I played in college, and then you either go overseas or you hang it up, and now they don't have to. So now they can earn a living wage here in the United States in front of their family and friends.
And you clinch the postseason. Like we said, it's going to be a neutral site deal, but you have two more chances to come to Gas South Arena, right, to see the team before the playoffs start?
Absolutely. We would love to see everybody out there. We play this Sunday, April 28th at 2 at Gas South Arena, and then on Thursday, May 2nd at 7 p.m. This Sunday's is actually aired on CBS Sports. So we're excited about that national broadcast. That's our last two home matches, and then playoffs are in Omaha.
We have a special guest in the studio now who was a former general manager in the NFL who just told us both. Where are you going on Sunday?
2 o'clock Sunday. I'll be at the game. The
Billy Devaney is here with us, and he'll be in attendance. So.
Absolutely.
That's right. We would love to have, we have some Olympians out there. So we have some other celebrities out there that are involved. And I think that's really some of what's changed. We've seen the Caitlin Clark effect for the WNBA. So we're excited to have this platform, to show. So when women's sports are given the platform, they're performing. And that's what really is exciting. It's a great opportunity to invest in the women's sport movement. And it's done through partnerships like this. The Atlanta sports scene has been fantastic. Across the board, there hasn't been one team, Braves, Falcons, United, etc., that haven't been welcoming to us, and so we're very appreciative of the larger community.
I had a chance when I was at Nebraska for a couple of years. Their girls volleyball team, I mean, it's off the charts, right? And it was phenomenal. What a great experience, great athletes. I had a blast. So I've been hellbent on getting out to see a game, and it'll be unfortunately. The football team sucked, and the people in the state, they weren't real happy with us, but they loved their girls' volleyball in Nebraska.
And the TV numbers are great for Nebraska.
And they certainly are, and that's what we hope on Sunday, right? We can show Atlanta and Gwinnett shows up and shows out for that match. So Omaha is actually ranked number 2 behind us. But Nebraska Cornhuskers are their avid volleyball fans. And so, as you well know, they set the world record for attendance for a female sport in the world. Any sport in the world It was previously a FIFA World Cup soccer event, and now it has held by Nebraska Volleyball last August. 92,000 people filled the football stadium.
Yeah, it was awesome.
We'll take over the football stadium, and we want to do it, you know, here. It may take us a little bit longer in Atlanta, but we're going to get there.
Well, two more games at home this Sunday. Billy Devaney, you'll be there at 2 o'clock, May the 2nd at 7 o'clock, Gas South Arena. ProVolleyball.com is where you need to go to get tickets. Colleen Craig, thank you for coming on. Best of luck as you chase the championship.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate your time.
The Business of Sports Minute, presented by our friends at Southern Company. You can check out all our interviews at 680thefan.com, thepodcastpark.com, or on the 680 The Fan app. This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM, or download the Fan app.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.